Hello everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. So recently I contributed to an article in Fast Company called How to Trump the Afternoon Slump. It was tackling that issue of what to do to overcome the afternoon blahs when you try to hold a meeting, or especially a brainstorming meeting, late afternoon. So my first advice would be, well, don't do that. Don't do it in the late afternoon. Most people's brains are fired up and energized in the morning. So if you're going to brainstorm, if you're going to do creative work, schedule it for the morning. Now, if for some reason you're stuck in a space-time vortex and you have to do it in the afternoon, and people are drooling and passing out and slumping over the tables, then here are four simple tips to energize a late afternoon brainstorm session. Number one, meet in an unusual place. So don't go to your boardroom where people are going to be bored. Go to a different location. Meet in a different space in your office. Meet down in your lobby. Go to the nearest cafeteria, a museum, a zoo, a city park, someone's house. I don't care where it is, just somewhere different to force a change of perspective and to keep people awake. Number two, stand and deliver. If you want to boost oxygen to the brains, speed up your meeting and create a whole new dynamic. Remove the chairs from your meeting and hold the whole meeting while standing up. Number three, liven up the joint. Bring in some fun props and external stimulus. Watch a funny video to kick off the meeting or halfway through the meeting. Participate in a theater improv exercise. Do something to energize people, get people laughing, and keep the meeting from losing steam. And finally, number four, get people thinking before the meeting. Distributing a list of targeted questions before the meeting will help ensure people are primed and involved. And now my fun at work tip, a very simple way to add a little bit of fun to the start of any meeting or to inject some humor into a business presentation is to reference a funny quotation. There are hundreds of sources on the web and dozens of funny quotation books. And yes, you should probably have at least one in your office library as a reference. But if you're going to quote someone in a talk or at a meeting, and quote someone, I mean verbally, as opposed to writing it down in your reception area or meeting room whiteboard, which, by the way, is another simple way you can inject a little fun into the workplace, then here are four tips to up the funny factor when you quote someone. Number one, frame the name. Always start with the name of the quoter, since the punchline, the oomph, is in the quote itself. So, for example, as comedian Stephen Wright once observed, you can't have everything, where would you put it? So put Stephen Wright's name at the beginning. Number two, brevity is levity. A quote that's shorter is more of a snorter. Number three, relevance is eloquence. The more relevant the quote is to your topic, industry, profession, or situation, the funnier it will be. And finally, number four, more sunny, more funny. And by that I mean a study from Coventry University in England found that people rated jokes a whopping 50% funnier when people quoted funny people versus more serious people. So the exact same joke or quote when credited to a Ricky Gervais versus a, say, Prime Minister David Cameron was almost always rated way funnier. Lesson being, quoting Hitler or Stalin is never a good idea. Ever. Seinfeld or Tomlin, much better choices. And the study seems to suggest that you should include the source of the quote when it's from a funny person, that will increase the perceived funniness of the quote. And yes, you can quote me on that. And speaking of quotes, it's time for the quote of the week from George Bernard Shaw. I like to quote myself to spice up the conversation. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here are a few new terms invented by some very creative folks that might apply to your workplace. Bozone, a noun meaning the substance surrounding stupid people that stops ideas from penetrating. Decathlon, noun meaning the grueling event of getting through the day consuming only things that are good for you. Decathlon. Doppler effect, this is a noun referring to the tendency of stupid ideas to seem smarter when they come at you rapidly. Doppler effect. Similar to the bozone. I wonder if the Doppler effect can overcome the bozone layer. And finally, number four, Inoculate, a verb meaning to take coffee intravenously when you are running late. Inoculate. That's it for this time. Until next time, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.